This is Fresh Air. X is a band that emerged from the Los Angeles hardcore punk scene of the late 70s. Their records and concerts have won them a small but devoted following, but they've never enjoyed a major commercial success. Now X is trying to make their mark with a new live album of old favorites and previously unreleased tracks. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Well, hello, everybody. And welcome to the Whiskey A Go Go on the fabulous Sunset Strip.
The fact that X has recorded its most recent album, as the title says, live at the Whiskey A Go Go on the fabulous Sunset Strip, is more significant than it might seem at first. For 10 years, this Los Angeles band has written music about what it's like to be a Los Angeles band, in specific detail. Take, for example, a song called The Unheard Music. The band's leaders, Exene Cervenka and John Doe, wrote it about the time 10 years ago when the Whiskey A Go Go, a legendary rock music club, wouldn't let the band on its stage. Too primitive, the band was told. Too punk. That sort of attitude only lasted a year or so, because by the end of the 70s, X was just about the most popular local band in L.A. And there's at least one other reason the Whiskey A Go Go haunts this band. In 1980, Exene's sister Mary was on her way there to see the band perform. As she crossed Sunset Boulevard to enter the club, she was hit by a car and killed. That's Johnny Hit and Run Pauline. Even at its most intense, X has always had a dark, brooding, unique sound, something that arises from the wildly divergent backgrounds of its members. Exene Cervenka was a poet before she started singing with the band. John Doe had been a journeyman rock guitarist who fell in love first with her poems and then with her. Their marriage a couple of years into the existence of X became a recurring topic in their collaborative songwriting. Drummer DJ Bonebreak had played with jazz bands before deciding that the simplicity of X's punk style was more intriguing. And the band's original lead guitarist, Billy Zoom, had been a pure rockabilly revivalist, well-versed in 50s classics. He, too, suddenly found a kinship with LA's loose and exhilarating punk scene. Zoom left the band a couple of years ago, and X's current lead guitarist, Tony Gillickson, does a good job of reproducing Billy Zoom's original crashing guitar lines. X benefits most from the tension created by the band's raucous music and Exene's real poetic gift, a talent for making a small, specific image stand for a much larger issue or idea. That's certainly true of one of the band's earliest and best songs, which has a title that sums up everything I've been describing. It's called The World's a Mess, It's in My Kiss. It's also a song in which Exene's vocal emphasizes that creative tension. Her pitch wavers all over the place, yet this is great rock singing. Ungainly sounds that operate as music, as conversation, as art. One of the last songs on this collection is a roughed-up, moving version of Woody Guthrie's So Long. It's the song that almost seems to confirm the rumor that this release may well be the band's last. Having tried to crack the rock and roll mainstream for 10 solid years, the band may have decided to give up. If they do, it's certainly true that not many rock fans will go into mourning. This was never a band for mass culture consumption, but X has certainly left behind a fitting testament.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Well, I sung this before and I'll sing it again, about the place that I lived on the wild, windy plains, in a state of confusion in the county of L.A. Here's what all of my friends, they did say, honey, so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you. Dusty old dust has taken my home, and I gotta be drifting along.
This is Fresh Air.